President Donald Trump announced Monday he's taking over the Washington, D.C. Metropolitan Police and sending in the National Guard, some 300 troops. He says the purpose is to free the nation's capital from what he describes as crime, bedlam, squalor, and worse.
This is Liberation Day in D.C., and we're going to take our capital back. We're taking it back.
Trump says he's declaring a public safety emergency, and he says his administration will be removing homeless encampments.
Our capital city has been overtaken by violent gangs and bloodthirsty criminals, roving mobs of wild youth, drugged-out maniacs, and homeless people. And we're not going to let it happen anymore. We're not going to take it.
The District of Columbia's Democratic Attorney General, Brian Schwab, said there is no crime emergency, pointing out that violent crime in the district reached historic 30-year lows last year and is down another 26% this year. Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland blasted Trump's move as a raw authoritarian power grab, saying in a social media post he's playing dictator in our nation's capital as a dress rehearsal as he pushes democracy to the brink. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois also blasted Trump's move.
What the president did this morning was political theater. His idea in federalizing the police force of D.C. ignores the reality. They are making dramatic progress in reducing violent crime in D.C. So it's a typical move by this president to create chaos and uncertainty and to draw the attention from other issues like Jeffrey Epstein and his papers.
Durbin was speaking at a news conference with Texas House Democrats who fled to Illinois to block a Texas quorum. Democrat Gene Wu is the Texas House Democratic leader.
What Trump is doing right now in terms of federalizing local police force, what Governor Abbott is doing using the State Guard, what Ken Paxton and John Cornyn are doing, calling in the FBI, this is all together one piece. This is about the rise of authoritarianism in our country.
Over in the District of Columbia, Mayor Muriel Bowser held her own news conference.
And while this action today is unsettling and unprecedented, I can't say that given some of the rhetoric of the past, that we're totally surprised.
Despite that surprise, Mayor Bowser took a rather diplomatic approach, saying D.C. will cooperate with the federal government and obey the law. She did make the point that D.C. is not a state, it does not have full autonomy, and does not control the D.C. National Guard. She did, however, offer her thoughts on the use of the military.
I think I speak for all Americans. We don't believe it's legal to use the American military against American citizens on American soil. I'm not a lawyer, but I think that's a fairly widely held fact. And so, but we've seen them move, I think, the active military into California.
Trump's D.C. takeover can last up to 30 days. After that, it takes an act of Congress to continue it. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.